And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 28th of August, 2025. It's the birthday of Jennifer Coolidge, born on this day in 1961. Jennifer Coolidge is an American actor and comedian. She gained recognition for her roles in the films American Pie and Legally Blonde. Jennifer Coolidge is a longtime advocate for companion animal adoption, cruelty-free fashion and cosmetics, and vegan living. Her success in The White Lotus, created by fellow animal rights defender and PETA friend Mike White, has earned her much-deserved praise and given her an even bigger platform for her advocacy. She recently teamed up with Elf Cosmetics because it's 100% committed to being cruelty-free. Jennifer works with makeup artists and stylists to ensure that all items used on her on camera or at red carpet events adhere to her values. In a feature with Elle Decor, she shared some of the things that make her feel at home, including vegan leather bags. She told the online magazine, "I remember a time when you couldn't go into a designer showroom and find a purse not made of leather, but I think people are changing." Jennifer has always been an advocate for adoption. She has taken in dogs who were abandoned in Hollywood, those rescued from the meat industry, and even a dog who wasn't adopted after she filmed a talk show segment in order to find her a loving home. In 2023, PETA crowned Jennifer their vegan queen. In an inspiring move, Jennifer turned down a commercial for a hot dog company which only produces meat hot dogs. She told them, "If you guys come out with a plant-based hot dog, I will definitely do a commercial for you." It was on this day in 2019 that the Bioscience Journal published the article, "Animal Ethics and Behavioral Science, an Overdue Discussion," written by Christine Webb, Peter Woodford, and Elise Houchard. The abstract of this 10-page article reads, "Animal ethics, the field of philosophy concerned with the moral status of animals, is experiencing a momentum unprecedented in its history. Surprisingly, animal behavior science remains on the sidelines, despite producing critical evidence on which many arguments in animal ethics rest. In the present article, we explore the origins of the divide between animal behavior science and animal ethics before considering whether behavioral scientists should concern themselves with it. We finally envision tangible steps that could be taken to bridge the gap, encouraging scientists to be aware of and to more actively engage with an ethical revolution that is partly fueled by the evidence they generate. Animal behavioral scientists have much to gain from their academic community's engagement with animal ethics. By jumping into the discussion, scientists also engage more directly with a revolution that has been in part stimulated by their work. Given the rapid rise and foreseeable progress of debates around animal ethics, it is certain that the current generation of animal behavior scientists will have to confront the questions that it raises in the coming decades, both as scientists and as citizens. Developing a stronger, more informed, and engaged stance that aims to build consensus surrounding questions raised in animal ethics becomes critical to ensure the long-term importance and contribution of their scientific field, to fulfill their moral obligations, and to meet societal expectations by taking part in debates that they are well-positioned to inform. We hope that the present article will encourage this pressing and overdue discussion." And here's a poem for today, "Sonnet to Science" by Edgar Allan Poe. "Science, true daughter of old time thou art, who alterest all things with thy peering eyes, why priest thou thus upon the poet's heart, vulture whose wings are dull realities? How should he love thee, or how deem thee wise, who wouldst not leave him in his wandering to seek for treasure in the jeweled skies, albeit he soared with an undaunted wing? Hast thou not dragged Diana from her car and driven the Hamadryad from the wood to seek a shelter in some happier star? Hast thou not torn the Naiad from her flood, the elfin from the green grass, and from me, the summer dream beneath the tamarind tree?" Sonnet to Science by Edgar Allan Poe. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that it's time for science to catch up with animal ethics.